You were my wife. You mattered.
You were my dad. You mattered.
You were my sister. You mattered.
Every life has meaning and purpose. That's why choosing a monument to celebrate the life of a loved one is so important. At Stennis Granite, our compassionate design professionals will work with you from concept to completion to tell the story of those who matter most to you for generations to come. When it's time to choose a personalized memorial, buy directly from the monument builder you can trust, Stennis Granite in East Grand Forks, because they mattered. Learn more at stennisgranite.com.
Should your drive take an unexpected turn, keep Crookston Collision Center in mind. They'll fix your car right and on time, restoring it to its pre-accident condition. Bruised egos? Well, that's another story. So until you need Crookston Collision Center, drive on, and may the road rise up to meet you.
This is Corey from Crookston Collision Center. Don't worry, Crookston Collision Center is standing by. Stop by our shop on University Avenue, next to the Dairy Queen, or give us a call at 281-6692.
And time now for our noontime news on AM 1260, Crookston, Minnesota, as well as FM 105.7, K289CE of Grand Forks. Also available on our smartphone or tablet app. You can listen to us on your smart speaker by telling Alexa to listen to KROX Crookston, or you can listen to us online. Go to KROXAM.com under Listen Live. Click on the Listen Live there on KROXAM.com. And let's take a look at the latest on our world and national news headlines from the Associated Press. President Donald Trump has reiterated his opinion that Boris Johnson would make a good UK prime minister and has praised another contender for the job, Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt. Johnson and Hunt are among a dozen conservative lawmakers running to succeed Prime Minister Theresa May, who is due to step down as party leader on Friday after failing to deliver Brexit. Trump has asked to meet Environment Secretary Michael Gove, who interviewed Trump for the Times of London in 2017. Thousands of protesters have greeted President Donald Trump's UK visit with anger and British irony, crowding London's government district while the U.S. leader met Prime Minister Theresa May nearby. Feminists, environmentalists, peace activists, trade unionists, and others are demonstrating against the lavish royal welcome being given a president they see as a danger to the world. President Donald Trump says he expects to begin hitting Mexico with tariffs next week in a dispute over illegal immigration. Trump says millions of migrants entering the U.S. through Mexico is unacceptable and that Mexico must stop it. He says he thinks Mexico will take steps to halt the migrant flow, but if they won't, we're going to put tariffs on. The president last week said he would impose a 5% tariff on Mexican imports starting Monday, rising to a total of 25% by October. Senator Tim Kaine is applauding Governor Ralph Northam's call for a special legislative session to change Virginia's gun laws. The Democrat from Virginia says it's painfully clear from the horrific shooting in Virginia Beach and the daily scourge of gun violence in communities across the Commonwealth that Virginia must pass common-sense gun safety reforms. And the White House is again directing former employees not to cooperate with a congressional investigation, this time instructing former aides Hope Hicks and Annie Donaldson not to provide documents to the House Judiciary Committee. House Judiciary Chairman Gerald Nadler issued subpoenas for Hicks and Donaldson last month. Both women are mentioned frequently in Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report. We'll be back with more in a moment.
The Art of Remembering. That's a Stennis Memorial. When the time comes, Stennis Granite Company offers expertly designed custom memorials from the smallest footstone to the largest monument. With the help of Stennis Granite, your ideas become a unique expression of the person it memorializes. Each design is custom created and handcrafted in-house. Whether pre-planning for your own peace of mind or choosing the perfect memorial legacy for a loved one, Stennis Granite is with you from concept to completion. Please view the Stennis online gallery at stennisgranite.com and trust your memories to Stennis Granite Company in East Grand Forks.
Should your drive take an unexpected turn, keep Crookston Collision Center in mind. They'll fix your car right and on time, restoring it to its pre-accident condition. Bruised egos? Well, that's another story. So until you need Crookston Collision Center, drive on, and may the road rise up to meet you.
This is Corey from Crookston Collision Center. Don't worry, Crookston Collision Center is standing by. Stop by our shop on University Avenue, next to the Dairy Queen, or give us a call at 281-6692.
keeps going back and forth between mostly sunny and mostly cloudy skies downtown Crookston. Right now we'll go with partly cloudy. There we go. 82 degrees is our current temperature in Crookston with south-southwesterly winds at 9 miles an hour. Our humidity is at 53% with the barometer still dropping at 29.59 and a 40% chance that Crookston in the area are going to see some showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. A few of those thunderstorms could be severe. About a 20% chance of more rain showers into this evening, but clear after midnight. The Weather Service says for parts of the region, isolated to scattered severe thunderstorms are possible mid-afternoon through evening with hail up to 1 3/4 inches and wind gusts to 65 miles an hour. The main threat, low pressure near the Manitoba-Minnesota border mid-afternoon. Going to see a cold front southwest from there. Thunderstorms are expected to become more numerous near the low and front as it moves east through northwest and west central Minnesota in the 3 to 9 o'clock time period this afternoon and evening. Of course, there's also that significant chance for thunderstorms again Saturday night into Sunday. But again, we could see a record-breaking high between 90 and 95 degrees this afternoon. And a little bit breezy with 15-mile-an-hour winds out of the southwest shifting to the west, but gusting as high as 30 miles an hour. For tonight, lows in the low 50s and winds around 15 miles an hour, gusting up around 30, but becoming a lot lighter with about 5-mile-an-hour winds after midnight. Tomorrow, a little more stable with sunny skies and a high in the low 80s. North winds around 5 miles an hour, shifting to the west tomorrow afternoon. And again, we mentioned there's possibilities of some showers and thunderstorms for Saturday night, and Sunday. We'll take a look at the entire week's forecast a little later in this newscast. Coming up next, it's time for a look at our state news headlines being brought to you by First Community Credit Union and HN Quality Plumbing.
The weather is great, so get out and enjoy it. Hi, this is Ashley with First Community Credit Union. Now is a perfect time to get that new car, boat, or other toy you've been wanting. FCCU has consumer loan rates as low as 2.99% APR. Let us help you spend quality family time with recreational activities. Stop in and see us because life's better with community. First Community Credit Union. Loans subject to credit approval.
Been thinking of doing some remodeling in your home? If your kitchen or bathroom are part of that plan or you'd like to add a bathroom, stop by HN Quality Plumbing at 535 3rd Avenue Southwest. Take a look at their showroom. They have faucets by Moen, Delta, and American Standard on display for you to choose from. Bathtubs and sinks as well as kitchen sinks all set in a beautiful showroom.
This is Dan Neistat. Stop by and visit with us about your plumbing remodeling ideas. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, HN Quality Plumbing, 535 3rd Avenue Southwest in Crookston.
As we take a look at our state news headlines for this Tuesday afternoon, a teenager has been sentenced to 22 years in prison for killing a man he mistook for a rival gang member on the Red Lake Indian Reservation. 18-year-old Michael Whitefeather pleaded guilty to second-degree murder in December for the fatal shooting of Anthony Wells in April of 2018. Mason City, Iowa's mayor says a Minnesota tomato grower is proposing to build a hydroponic facility in Mason City's industrial park. Mayor Bill Schickel, announced yesterday that Owatonna-based Bushel Boy is planning a $35 million project that would occupy about 80 acres and could bring 50 new jobs to Mason City. The Minnesota Court of Appeals says Globe University and the Minnesota School of Business must pay back student millions of dollars in high-interest loans. The state attorney general sued the schools in 2014, saying they exceeded limits on loan rates and engaged in deceptive trade practices. A man who threw a 5-year-old boy from a third-floor balcony at the Mall of America was sentenced to 19 years in prison. Emmanuel Aranda of Minneapolis pleaded guilty last month to attempted premeditated first-degree murder in the April 12th attack. The child survived head trauma and multiple broken bones. The boy's father wrote in a victim impact statement that Aranda chose to take your hate and your hurt out on my precious boy. on the North Dakota side of things for today. A longtime Fargo pilot and flight instructor says he's considering legal action to get his license back, claiming he's the victim of age discrimination. 91-year-old Victor Yelking says federal regulators revoked his pilot and flight instructor licenses after he was involved in a moving violation at Hector International Airport. Back with more news in a moment.
Been thinking of doing some remodeling in your home? If your kitchen or bathroom are part of that plan, or you'd like to add a bathroom, stop by HN Quality Plumbing at 535 3rd Avenue Southwest. Take a look at their showroom. They have faucets by Moen, Delta, and American Standard on display for you to choose from. Bathtubs and sinks, as well as kitchen sinks, all set in a beautiful showroom.
This is Dan Neisted. Stop by and visit with us about your plumbing remodeling ideas. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. HN Quality Plumbing, 535 3rd Avenue Southwest in Crookston.
The weather is great, so get out and enjoy it. Hi, this is Ashley with First Community Credit Union. Now is a perfect time to get that new car, boat, or other toy you've been wanting. FCCU has consumer loan rates as low as 2.99% APR. Let us help you spend quality family time with recreational activities. Stop in and see us, because life's better with community. First Community Credit Union. Loans subject to credit approval.
And on our sports, again, we're telling you today a few events last night. It included the Crookston Pirate girls track team holding their end-of-year banquet last night at the Crookston High School Commons, as the team celebrated many accomplishments, but the one that was the most impressive was the Academic All-State Gold Award for having a GPA of 3.9896. The team also celebrated being the Subsection 31 champs, a fourth-place finish at the Section 8A meet, a second-place finish at the Section True Team meet, and 10th-place finish in the State True Team meet. Individual award included for Most Valuable Sprinter, Emma Baravich, Jada Dillabo, the Most Valuable Field Events, and Thea Oman and Catherine Geist shared the Most Valuable Distance Award. SALT Award for Sportsmanship, Attitude, Leadership, and Training to Rachel Hafta. Minnesota Academic All-State Honors went to Thea Oman, Haley Spivey, Rachel Hefta, Audrey Harbit, Catherine Geist, Emma Baravich, Ella Weber, Anka Wiersma, Brianna Cresson, Amanda Schultz, Hayden Wingem, and Amelia Overgaard. Minnesota High School Track and Field Coaches Academic All-State Awards to Brianna Cresson, Hayden Wingem, Emma Baravich, and Catherine Geist. And indoor records set this year included for Emma Baravich in the 400 meter with a time of 63.25, breaking the previous record set by Katrina Walline and Jennifer Taus of 63.25. Catherine Geist in the 800 meters with a time of 2:23.18, breaking Danica Brecken's record of 2:25.83 set in 2015. Catherine Geist in the 1600 meters with a time of 5:10.60, breaking Janae Altepeter's record of 5:28.81 in 1999. And for outdoor records, Catherine Geist in the 3200 meter with a time of 11:08.55, breaking her own record set in 2018. Pictures of the award winners and all of the information on KROXAM.com. Click on Sports. And speaking of sports, apparently we have a live report from the, I believe, Bemidji. Chris Fee is with us. Good morning, Chris. I'm not even sure where you went, Chris.
And then Jonathan Leach is only 3 strokes behind Danny Boyle. So those two Pirates have a very good shot here if they finish strong of advancing to, or have a decent shot of advancing to the state meet. On the team portion, we can tell you that Detroit Lakes, it's a no-doubter, they are going to go to the state meet once again. This will be the last time Detroit Lakes, for at least 2 years, will be in the class Double A, because they move up to 3A next year in girls only. But they have a 63-stroke lead over Fergus Falls. So Detroit Lakes will be the champs. And then Perham is number three, and Crookston is in fourth right now. So that's what we have from the section golf tournament. We can we'll have a full report, Leo. We'll have interviews with the Pirate coaches and hopefully a Pirate or two or hopefully more individuals going to state. We'll have that coming up probably right after the Red Light County Rebel baseball game. Hopefully in between the two games that they have today. So that's what we have so far for section golf, Mark.
Okay, well, thank you very much. And, of course, you're on your way to Thief River to broadcast that Red Lake County baseball game. And as you said, the top team, only the top team in boys and girls advance, but then the next five that aren't on those two top teams individually advance. Correct?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much, Chris Fee, and we'll hear from you again in a little bit with Red Lake County Baseball.
All right. Sounds good. See ya.
Bye. All right. Continuing with our look at the sports from yesterday on the scoreboard, the Crookston Reds defeated the Fargo Mets by a score of 14-2 at the Jim Karn Field. Also from yesterday, longtime Crookston Pirate tennis coach Mike Geoffrey was inducted into the Minnesota State High School Tennis Coaches Association Hall of Fame Monday evening at the Earl Brown Heritage Center in Brooklyn Center during the State Boys Tennis Banquet. Geoffrey has been was the head boys tennis coach for the Pirates from 1986 to 2017, so 31 seasons. Head girls tennis coach from 1989 to 2018, so 29 seasons, and 13 team appearances at the state high school boys tennis tournament, 9 team appearances at the Minnesota State High School League girls tennis tournament, as well as 2 state boys double championships and 1 state girls doubles championship. He's also won the Crookston E Award for Coaching Excellence, Minnesota State Boys Tennis Coach of the Year, Minnesota State Girls Tennis Coach of the Year, and also a member of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, USTA member, Crookston Tennis Association Next Generation, Crookston Youth Basketball, FAB Foundation, ITEEA Coaches Association involvement as well. A bunch of pictures, quotes from some of the former players, and more at KROXAM.com. Click on sports. Twins had yesterday off. The Phillies still have a half-game edge over the Braves in the National League East, but the Phillies are trying to end a 5-game slide tonight against the San Diego Padres. After a day off, the Colorado Rockies hope to extend an 8-game winning streak tonight in Chicago against the Cubs. Following a busy travel schedule, the Angels are back in Los Angeles for the start of an 8-game homestand with Griffin Canning scheduled to open a 3-game set against the Oakland Athletics. And rounds 3 through 10 of the Major League Baseball draft scheduled for tonight, with rounds 11 through 40 tomorrow being done with conference calls now after live stuff yesterday. And let's take a look at our schedule for today. And well, we've got the boys and girls golf that will have reports hopefully later today as the Pirates continue again with the top five individuals not on the winning team advancing to state along with the winning team, which at this point it looks like Detroit Lakes would have to suffer quite the upset to not be the ones advancing in both boys and girls golf. In baseball, besides the Twins at Cleveland tonight at 6:10, we'll have either a 5:30 pregame show or we'll join it after high school baseball action as the Section 8A tournament semifinals at Northland Community and Technical College in Thief River Falls, a loser-out game at 2 o'clock between Red Lake County and Norman County East Euland Hinterdahl. We'll have it with the Riverview Health pregame show at 1:30. Now, the winner of that 2 o'clock game takes on Faustin at 4:30 in another loser-out game. And if it is Red Lake County, we'll carry that game as well, so we'll join the Twins in progress. The Section 8 AA Tournament quarterfinals are at Perham, with Breckenridge taking on Dilworth Glendon Felton and Wadena Deer Creek taking on Holly in 2 o'clock loser-out games. Then at 4:30, the winners of the 2 p.m. games face each other in another loser-out game. And then in the winner's bracket, East Grand Forks takes on Perham at 4:30 this afternoon. Also in baseball, The Crookston Legion team is hosting Kitson County Central's Legion team tonight at 7 o'clock. Boys tennis, the Minnesota State Class A team tournament getting underway at Minneapolis. About midway through the first round of action, and consolation brackets come up at 4 and 6. So that's our look at sports. We'll be back with our local news, brought to you by Courtney Polkovic State Farm and Hugo's Family Marketplace.
In Crookston and the Red River Valley, you know how much it means to have neighbors you can count on, like the one who mowed your lawn and trimmed it that week you were sick. Well, here's another good neighbor you can count on, State Farm agent Courtney Polkerbeck in Crookston. Courtney and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which can save you money and time. So combine home and auto and start the savings rolling. Call State Farm agent Courtney Polkerbeck in Crookston today at 281-2234.
Save money when you shop the weekly specials at Hugo's Family Marketplace. 48-ounce assorted Kemp's ice cream, $2.99. 16-ounce essential everyday butters on sale, $2.89. Selected sizes and varieties, General Mills cereal, 2 for $5. Hugo's Baked Fresh Angel Food Cake, $3.99. And in Hugo's Floral Department, a brightly colored New Beginning Bouquet, $10.99. Find all this week's savings at GoHugos.com.
You're gonna find more low prices, more great stuff when you go to Hugo's.
And taking a look at our local news from today, well, we told you yesterday about the incident in Fawcett on early Sunday morning, resulting in a death. The name of the victim is Timothy Haug, 19 years of age, from Fawcett, Minnesota. An autopsy conducted on Timothy on Sunday. Preliminary cause of death was craniocerebral trauma due to a blunt force trauma to the head. The preliminary manner of death is homicide resulting from an assault by another person. Nicholas Patrick Haug is being charged with two counts of murder in the second degree. Timothy and Nicholas were brothers. No other information available at this time. Also, an update from Grand Forks regarding the male arrested at Walmart on Saturday, identified as 26-year-old Grand Forks resident Brandon King. There were no threats made at the time of the initial incident, and they are not believed to be any further threats related to the purchase of the BB gun. At this time, there are no other pending charges related to the incident. For those who don't recall, someone was seen what they thought was loading a gun in the entry to the 32nd Avenue Walmart. It turned out to be a BB gun he had just purchased. He was checking it out. Northwest Regional Correction Center announced the arrests of the following individuals: Nicholas Patrick Haug, age 28, of Fawcett, for felony second-degree non-premeditated murder with intent; Derek Lee Keiser, age 28, of Manoman, for felony fifth-degree drug possession. Bail was supplied. Chad Francis Johnson, age 27, of Grand Forks, for felony fifth-degree drug possession. Well, Tri-Valley Opportunity Council's Summer Food Service Program kicked off yesterday and runs through August 17th. Program offers free breakfast and lunch to kids and teens Monday through Friday throughout the summer at the Crookston Family Service Center at 1407 Erskine Street, formerly the Carmen School, according to Deborah Cooper, child nutrition specialist.
Yeah, the Summer Food Service Program is a program that we participate in that's administered by the USDA Food and Nutrition Service, and we provide breakfast and lunch at this site Monday through Friday. All kids are eligible under the age of 18. There's no registration, no cost, nothing. They can just show up and eat.
And meals will be served every weekday except holidays, according to Cooper.
It's offered Monday through Friday, with the exception of holidays, of course. And breakfast is at 8 o'clock and it runs till 9:30. And lunch is served from 10:45 until 1.
Youth participating in the food program will be provided with healthy meals, according to Cooper.
All our foods are healthy. We have certain guidelines we have to follow. All five food groups are served for lunch, and then there's three of the five components need to be served for breakfast, and they are healthy.
Each day's menus will be heard every weekday morning, about 7:15 on KROX. And June menu is also posted online at KROXAM.com on the news page. Last Thursday, Governor Tim Walz signed the Omnibus Agriculture Finance Bill, which includes $5 million in funding for the Soy Innovation Campus between Epitome Energy and the University of Minnesota Crookston. The campus will be located adjacent to Epitome Energy's 21 million bushel soybean crush and 30 million gallon biodiesel facility. Crookston Housing and Economic Development Authority Executive Director Craig Hoyseth called it a game changer. He also compared it to the opportunity for soybean producers to that of the sunflower producers when Dahlgren, later SunOpta, moved to town.
That's big news for community of Crookston. Many have called it a game changer. I guess I would be in that camp as well. In Crookston, we're pretty fortunate to live here in this agricultural community with some really fertile soil around us. And we've got a farm community, a bunch of producers that are just simply good at their job. Basically, the heartbeat and soul of this community is ag. And what we're trying to do by Epitome Energy is just like we've done before with sunflowers at Dahlgren's or SunOpta, American Crystal with the sugar beets. You look at the grain growers and things like that. So really have the same opportunity, we think, with soybeans, crushing the soybeans and making biodiesel.
The Soy Innovation Campus was given a lot of attention in the ag committees during the legislative session, and with successful funding, Hoyseth believes the campus will have an international draw.
The Soybean Innovation Campus has gotten a lot of attention in St. Paul. There was a lot of debate at the various ag committees, and that seemed to gain a lot of traction because it's a pretty exciting thing for the community of Crookston, the state of Minnesota. Certainly, we could see a delegation of folks coming from all over the world to look at and learn and be at the research head of this Soybean Innovation Campus.
Hoyseth said the Innovation Campus could begin going in by the end of 2020, with the main crush and biodiesel facility going up in 2021.
That is the future of soybeans going forward. So we want to make sure that we have as robust and aggressive program as we possibly can there. With the equipment that might be added, there's going to be a small crush facility there. And that small crush, we could even see that going in at the end of next summer. But realistically, the main factory itself will probably be 2021. Next year, we'll probably see that Innovation Campus show up. And what that looks like, it'll be kind of off to the side of where the main biodiesel facility and soybean crush is. And how that might look, we've seen the designs, we've seen the layout. We're talking now about how the infrastructure would lay out on that 100 acres to be maximum efficiency and, of course, being sensitive to what the costing might be on that.
And with soybean prices hitting lows not seen since December of 2008 during the Great Recession, Epitome Energy has stepped in to help break the headwind for producers in northwest Minnesota, according to Hoyseth.
Well, of course, we're going to be sensitive to the city budget. I mean, there's only so many funds that we have here available to us, so we're going to, again, try and maybe carry some bonding back to the legislature, so that'll be complemented with some of the dollars that have been appropriated this year. Even though the appropriation was made, it's not accessible until the second half of the biennium, which means those dollars wouldn't flow toward us until July of next year. So when you add into the possibility of another bonding bill that could go forward, maybe we can maximize that benefit.
Kind of skipped around there a little bit, but plenty of infrastructure work will need to be completed prior to the facility's operation, in addition to the rail spur the Department of Transportation awarded at $450,000 grant for in January. That's where you started talking about the infrastructure. My apologies for that confusion. Well, kids rarely be able to tell you about their best day of watching TV, but take them fishing and the moment of angling excitement can make lifelong memories. It's an often expressed sentiment, and this weekend is a chance to put it into practice. During Take a Kid Fishing Weekend, this Friday, June 7th through Sunday, June 9th, Minnesota residents can fish without licenses if they take children 15 or younger fishing. Well, the Minnesotans 15 and younger don't need fishing licenses any time of year. Take a Kid Fishing Weekend is a way for adults and kids to fish together without the step of buying a license. Adults who want to learn how to fish can visit the DNR website at mndnr.gov/gofishing. The page covers fishing basics, where to fish, how to catch different types of fish, fishing programs to join, and the importance of fishing ethics and being stewards of Minnesota's natural resources. And fishing gear is available to borrow at State Parks. The DNR's I Can Fish program teaches the basics of fishing and runs through the summer at many state parks. Even when it's not Take a Kid Fishing Weekend, Minnesota residents generally can fish in state parks without a fishing license if the body of water does not require a trout stamp. So I suggest you either call them or check online to see what the state park you're interested in going to has to offer. Construction is progressing nicely on Riverview 2020 with Riverview Health's hospital and clinic replacement project. According to Matt Johnson, director of Riverview's plant operations, crews poured the first permanent concrete foundation at the end of May for a screen wall that will camouflage the utility yard on the new building's southwest corner. Other early activities on the job site include installation of a new storm sewer, rerouting of utilities, and preparation for the demolition of the 1970s portion of the former care center on campus. The community will see visible and substantial demolition activity beginning at 9 a.m. on Wednesday, tomorrow. Time-lapse camera is also in place to capture photos of the project from beginning to end. Construction on the 80,000-square-foot state-of-the-art facility began on April 29th. All patient services will remain open during construction. All patients and visitors are asked to park in the north parking lot and to enter the building through the doors located near the north clinic. Information desk is staffed at that entrance to provide navigation and wheelchair transport throughout the hospital and clinic. You can view more on the RiverviewHealth.org website, watch the Riverview 2020 video there as well, or get more information on the foundation campaign for the project. Contact Foundation Director Kent Bruin at 281-9249 or email kbruin@riverviewhealth.org. In our obituary column for today, Connie Marie Dickerson, or Skipper, age 66 of Red Lake Falls, died peacefully on Friday, May 31st at home. A memorial service to celebrate Skipper's life will be held at 1 o'clock on Friday at Sunview Center in Red Lake Falls. Skipper Dickerson is survived by her son, James Norton, sister, Diana Louise Parker, niece, Alice Marie Cody, and nephew, James Calvin Owens. And condolences may be sent to the www.johnsonfuneralservice.com. Her entire obituary is posted on our website, KROXAM.com, under News. Click on Obituaries. Moving on to our weather, yesterday's high temperature was 90 degrees with a low of 52 degrees. The average high for Crookston on June 4th is 74 degrees. The average low is 51. Last year, a high of 75 and a low of 50. The record high of 92 was set in 1968, with a record low of 31 in 1964. 5:30 this morning for sunrise. Sunset at 9:19 this evening for 15 hours and 49 minutes of daylight. And our low this morning has been 66 degrees. Our current temperature in Crookston, we're at 83 degrees still, and I'm going to call it partly cloudy skies. Kind of a mixed cloudiness so far for today. Southwest winds at 10 miles an hour with the humidity at 51%, the barometer dropping at 29.59. Again, 83. Partly cloudy, and southwest winds at 10 miles per hour. Our weather forecast for Crookston in the area, the outlook says that isolated to scattered severe thunderstorms are possible mid-afternoon through the evening for the region today. Hail to 1.75 inches and wind gusts to 65 miles an hour are the main threats, with low pressure near the Manitoba and Minnesota border at mid-afternoon with a cold front southwest from there. Thunderstorms are expected to become more numerous near the low and front as it moves east through northwestern and west central Minnesota in the 3 o'clock to 9 o'clock time period this afternoon and evening. The next significant chance for thunderstorms comes Saturday night into Sunday. specifically for Crookston and the area for the rest of today. Look for mostly sunny skies. There's a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, with some of those thunderstorms possibly severe, with a low in the low 90s. West winds around 15 miles an hour with gusts around 30 miles an hour. Tonight, look for partly cloudy with a 20% chance of rain showers this evening. Then clear skies after midnight with a low 50 to 55. North winds around 15 miles an hour, gusting to around 30 miles an hour, decreasing to around 5 miles an hour after midnight tonight. Sunny skies expected tomorrow with a high in the low 80s and north winds around 5 miles an hour, shifting to the west in the afternoon. Partly cloudy tomorrow night with a 30% chance of rain showers and a low in the mid-50s. Then for Thursday, sunny with a high in the mid-80s. Mostly clear Thursday night with a low in the upper 50s. Sunny on Friday, high in the mid-80s. Mostly clear Friday night with a low in the low 60s. Mostly sunny skies expected again Saturday with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms and a high in the mid-80s. Then mostly cloudy Saturday night with a chance of rain showers and a slight chance of thunderstorms and a low in the mid-50s. Partly sunny on Sunday, slight chance of rain showers and thunderstorms and a high in the mid-70s. Partly cloudy Sunday night with a low 50 to 55. And for Monday, mostly sunny with a high 70 to 75 degrees. Again, we're looking for a possible record breaker today with a high in the low 90s. Previous record of 92 degrees. So we'll look for that. Currently in Crookston, 83 degrees and partly cloudy skies. Today's Noontime News has been brought to you by Hugo's Family Marketplace, as well as Courtney Pokerback State Farm, the First Community Credit Union, HN Quality Plumbing, Stennis Granite Company, and Crookston Collision Center. Inviting you to join us again for the Noontime News tomorrow.